Hello, I'm Sally Knapp, and I do the leading soprano roles with the American Savoyards. We spend our summers in the state of Maine here at the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival Theater in Monmouth. The company enjoys working in this unusual theater, and when we have leisure time, we enjoy sports and outdoor cookery. Once we had a chicken barbecue beside the lake. Just such a barbecue as you might have in your own backyard. Although our location gave us a chance to have an afternoon of horseback riding, swimming, and just relaxing in the sun. Our barbecue pit was of cinder blocks. By the time the last of our company arrived, the fumes of the starter fluid had burned from the charcoal. That takes several minutes. Our cook was a specialist who was to show us exactly how state of Maine broilers should be barbecued. Many of the things he said and what he showed us about cutting also applied to frying and broiling in the kitchen. The secret of starting broilers is to begin the cooking with the bone side of the bird towards the heat. On our 2-foot-deep pit, the broilers were to be kept at low, even heat for 5 minutes before being turned. On smaller pits, where the birds are as near to the fire as 6 to 10 inches, they have to be turned at about a minute and a half and must be basted at once. We were using only one layer of briquette. When you have a barbecue by the water, there's always something to do while the chicken is broiling. But there's one way of waiting for dinner that is perhaps somewhat exclusive to the American Savoyard. It's an excuse for a busman's holiday. Whatever our picnic sport, the summer sun is itself a principal attraction. Now it's time to turn the broilers. And they have to be basted with barbecue sauce to help retain the natural juices of the meat. In some parts of the country, when anyone speaks of barbecue sauce, they mean a highly seasoned hot sauce. In Maine, the preference is for a bland sauce, a basting sauce which seals in moisture and brings out the flavor of the broilers. Our recipe called for 2 parts of vinegar, 2 parts of water, with 1 part of oil or butter, and salt to taste. Some of our company come from states which use hot sauce. For them, we use the same basic ingredients, a little Worcestershire sauce, and put in a few dashes of chili, and a few garlic flakes. Whatever the sauce, basting with the basic ingredients helps to seal in the broiler's moisture. Our broilers cooked for 5 minutes with the bone side down. Then they were turned to cook on the skin side just half as long. They have to be cooked and turned like that for an hour or slightly more, depending on the size of the birds and the depth of the pit. Of course, a brisk wind speeds the cooking time. You can depend upon the aroma of broiling chicken to keep most of your party nearby. The lawn can become a stage for informal instruction or practice. But even broiling chicken won't dissuade your hobbyists from brief excursions. Under normal conditions, it takes from 1 hour to 1 hour and 15 minutes to broil chicken halves, which weigh from 1 pound to 1.5 pounds. If the air is humid, or if the ground is wet, it will take 10 or 15 minutes longer. The cook is making a simple check. When the leg bone twists readily from the thigh meat, we can eat. There's something about eating by a lake with the sun going down. And barbecued chicken is one of the few ideal outdoor meals. It's easy to prepare and economical too. Goodbye. Thank you.